Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hey You Online. If you're joining us for the first time, my name is Ryan.
And I'm Nick.
So Nick, I have a bit of a story to start this week off. A while back, Harry and I got a table, and the table was made, it's a dining room table, and it was made by her great-great-grandfather.
Jeez, and that's like, is that older than me? The great,
little,
great how far back is that?
It's a little. It's her father's great-grandfather.
Jeez.
To put that into perspective.
When was that made?
What? I don't know. About the colonization of Australia. It doesn't really matter. But anyway, it's this sort of like nice Tasmanian oak. And it's a bit small for a dining room table, to be honest. But it has a whole lot of sentimental value. And it's a nice piece in the house. And we also have our new puppy Bilo, who's now 9 months old. And he's really gotten into this habit, this interesting thing that he does, where he will find branches on trees and he'll break the branches off the trees and then he'll just methodically consume the entire branch of the tree. Okay. And it's not like, you know, he'll rip it to pieces. Like, he'll swallow it, eat the whole branch, and you just sort of look at him like, are you going to be okay? But he's been doing it for like a couple of weeks and he still seems to be functioning as a dog.
Before you get there, how's the table holding up?
Well, it's still standing, but
just
is a good way to put it. I went out the other morning and I walked past Milo and I was like, just go into the kitchen. And he sort of looked at me like, he had the ears down and the big eyes, and he was walking past me like, hey,
Dad.
Man, I'm just going to the room. Like, you know, I'll see you later. And then I walked out and then I saw the table and then I saw every one of the chairs that he's also tried to destroy in the process.
Oh, no.
I know. And it's all because he's been kept inside because of this rain at the moment.
Oh,
so
no. He's gone a bit nutty.
Sort of trying to figure out how we're going to tell Harriet's family about it. So that's been my week so far.
You know, that sounds, I'm glad that that's you and not me and that I don't have to deal with that problem.
Yeah.
I want to feel bad for you, but,
but that
I'm
sounds
just,
like
it's
a
so
you
problem. Glad that it's not me.
All right, Ryan, four of the Harry Potter movies were actually rated PG-13, which means that they could have each had one F-bomb. Where do you think you'd put them?
This would have been great. I actually wish that they had put it in, just because they could. It would have made it so much more effective.
Have you got a couple? Have you got a couple? Because I've
sort of just taken one from each movie, except I can't really remember specific scenes in The Prisoner of Azkaban, so I skipped that one.
I don't really know which movies the my lines were from, so I they're probably all in the one movie, to be honest. But I mean, like, hey, they were funny lines.
Okay, well, the very first movie, and I bet you one that you've also got as well, very closely tracks the meme.
Three,
where
two,
Hagrid,
one, say it together.
You're a fucking wizard. Yeah, of course, has to be that line. It has to be that line. That would have been That would have made that franchise just about nine times better. And then all the other times I was thinking of would just be basically every time. It wouldn't be like mid-sentence like that one. It would be in, like, you know, the Chamber of Secrets when he first comes along across the basilisk. And just a really like, slow,
fuck.
Like, fuck. he's just like, oh, no.
I think this one's actually a line out of the book. I don't think it's in the movie because the movie obviously wasn't narrated. But, like, Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly fucking normal. Thank you very much. I would have added a little bit of spice to reading it to your kids.
Exactly. It would have made it much more, you know, get you into character.
Exactly.
I think the other one I was thinking of was in The Goblet of Fire. Very similar, where
Did
Harry's
you put
name,
your name
pops out of the... Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, even then in that scene as well. But I'm just thinking when he's reading out the names and he's like, Harry Potter. And then you see, like, It's just him like running away.
Because the scene though in the movie where he confronts Harry and it's just like, Harry Potter, don't have a club to fight. You know, he's like all like angry at him. You know,
yeah, exactly. Like, he's like presses him up against the wall.
In the books, like, you know, it's actually like, ask Dumbledore calmly. And it's like, so I feel like in that sense, you could be like, ask Dumbledore fucking calmly. But like in that line there, I didn't actually make him swear. I just made him kind of be like right at the end. It's like, Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? Fuck.
All right, Nick, which word or phrase makes you want to tear your hair out every time you hear it?
Let's take a photo. Like, no. Okay. No, because that line, like, it makes me physically, like, recoil and, like, ugh, no, like, stop. Like, I it's just because everyone takes a photo of things nowadays. And it's gotten to the point where I, like, kind of, I don't know, for whatever reason, like, it would probably even benefit me to actually take a photo when we're going out, you know, like on holidays or something like that. But like, I don't, because I'm like, nah, everyone else is taking enough photos. Because like, you know, I go over to like a family event and mum's there taking photos, like, you know, it's like, oh, hi mum, I don't know what you look like without a camera in front of your face now. Or like, you're going out to dinner and it's like, well, I can't eat my food until a photo's been taken. I just, so many things that people are like, let's take a photo, that I'm just like, do we have to? Like, So yes, that line gets me every time.
Yeah. First, I completely agree with that. It's such a, you just sort of cringe on the inside now, but you're sort of defeated to an extent where you just go along with it. But yeah. Internally, you're screaming.
I completely agree. And then it's kind of like almost like a malicious compliance, like, oh, I'll take a photo, but I won't smile my best smile. I'll just kind of like half smile, like, I don't really want to be here.
The first one that sticks out to me is people telling them to telling other people to just be yourself. In like every motivational anything, it's always, oh, just be yourself, you know, you're worth it, for, or you're the best version of, no one else is going to be like you, or, you know, something along those lines. But the just be yourself always gets me.
I feel like that's an interesting one though, because people that are like going to these motivational things or listening to these motivational speakers and their advice is to just be yourself, like, surely they're going to these things because they're not happy with being themselves, or they want slightly more. And you think maybe they've already tried just being themselves, but then that's not quite worked out. I don't know.
I think they're trying to be themselves. They just are trying to change who they are at the same time.
Sticking to
being themselves, just changing who they are is the goal.
Wait, what? Hang on. What?
What? So instead of being someone else, they change themselves into someone else, and then they be themselves who is someone else. It's very meta.
Be the better you. Be the best you can be.
Be the best you that's a different you.
don't be you. Be you. What?
Don't be you. Be you plus.
Be you plus.
Sounds like a subscription.
Be you plus. Now with no ads.
Yeah, exactly. For only $9.99. Next day delivery. The other one I had was anything to do with hacking. Like, whenever someone adds hack to something, they've got life hacks, they've got goal hacks, they've got fitness hacks, they've got health hacks, nutrition hacks, like, all these things that just, every time I hear any of these things, all I think about is, you know, in, like, the start of the internet when ads first started popping up on sites, and it was like, this mom makes $1,200 a day by doing surveys, click here to find out, you know, like, find out how. I always think of that as, it's just, like, the clickbait of words. When everyone's just like, it's a life hack, I'm like,
You know what always gets me about those things? People are using hack in like the completely like wrong way, you know, like they're trying to use hack, but then like they're just trying to make it, they're dressing up what is basically like a, hey, this is this one thing, if you didn't know how to use this, you know, like you can
basically the instruction manual.
Yeah, pretty much. For those people that didn't read the instructions, this is how this actually works. Did you know that you actually have to plug the toaster in for it to work? Life hack.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Circumvent the process by doing the process the way it's designed.
Yeah. I mean, there are some like interesting things that you see, but like you know, like that thing where it's like, oh, here's like a life hack, you know, you open up your packet of chips and then you kind of like roll, scrunch the bottom so that it kind of stands up by itself and pushes the chips to the top. I'm like, that's handy, but that's not a life hack.
Yeah, but also I don't mind handy things. I just don't want them to be phrased in terms of hacking things.
Yeah, but no one's going to sit down and be like, here's some daily tips for how to make your life easier. Like, there's no selling point behind that. You know, there's no, you know, like, hey, tips and tricks. There's no sexiness behind that. You've got to have like the sexiness of like life hack. And you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm interested.
I don't think you're wrong. It's just I'm still cringing right now at how much I hate hearing this.
Podcast hack. You can just skip right to the end.
Uncomfortable with this segment? 2x speed.
That's actually a pretty good life hack if you're trying to like get through a lecture quick enough. 2x speed.
It is actually university hacks.
Boom, done.
Hey Nick, what's some outdated advice that's no longer applicable today?
Don't talk to strangers on the internet is probably the most outdated. Like you nowadays, you literally have like apps that are like summon a random stranger from the internet and get into their car. You know, like someone
that was my first one was never get into a stranger's car. Like, now it's never get into a stranger's car unless you're paying them.
Now it's just make sure that stranger's car is the one that you ordered. You know, like, I suppose though that's kind of like changed a lot. Like, you know, it's like that no longer applicable today, but like even like 10 years ago, you've got sayings like that that would have been like, you know, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I remember like when I was got out of school, wanted to do uni. And then like, you know, I was thinking like, well, maybe I could do like, you know, game design or something like that. You know, my parents are like, no, there's no money in games. Don't go do anything like that.
Yep.
No, and lo and behold, all of the money's in games. And like, even like nowadays, it's like people are like, oh, you can't make any money from just playing games. I'm like, bitch, please, like the fucking like Fortnite, you know, world champions, you get like friggin' $2.5 million just for being the winner. And it's like, nah.
Yeah, that was one of the other ones I had, which is video games get you nowhere in life. I'm like, well, they sort of do nowadays.
I mean, it really depends. If you're as skilled as I am at video games, then it's probably not going to get you anywhere.
Oh, that's brutal. That's brilliant. The only other one I had was get a safe job in accounting.
Oh.
Yep, that's not super applicable anymore.
We had... I don't like this question. There were two burns on me in this one.
Hey, one was a self-burn. I didn't do the other one.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to do those. All right, Ryan, if humans had an average lifespan of 1,000 years... what do you think would be different? What would change about the world? What kind of jobs, businesses, anything really? How do you think that would impact life?
I think there would be probably like the biggest business that would be around would just be keeping people from committing suicide. I think 1,000 years is way too long to live. We make it to like 60 and we have like a ridiculous suicide rate. We aren't making it to 1,000. There's just no ways. I reckon the like self-motivation/happiness industry would be like a trillion times larger than what it is.
Because that does raise some interesting questions though, because like, okay, so if you were to say the average human lifespan now is like 100 years, give or take.
Yeah.
And then you're saying, okay, it's going to be 1,000 years, give or take. Are we effectively just saying like multiply that by 10, right? So then does that equate to like what you retire at age 650? You know, maybe you live, I don't know, to like you're 800 years old or something like that. Or even if you live to like, you know, I don't know, 1,000 years old, are you then spending like 200, 250 years not really able to do much? Like, are you just kind of like, you know, sitting in a nursing home for 200? Like, because like, I could imagine
that's how it works.
And like, obviously, then like, there's no real like, God, yeah, you would just be like, oh, please, you know, need some kind of like assisted, you know, like euthanasia or something like that. Because
you just live too long.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't imagine 650 years of work.
Like, no.
I wouldn't make it to year 200. Like, yeah. It's just, and that's being generous. I don't think I would last. So to me, the only business that would be worth investing in would be the one that keeps people happy and alive.
Do you reckon though? Because I mean, it could change though. Like, if you're assuming that it was just basically multiply, you know, your life by 10, then that sucks. But like, if it was like, okay, for the first, you know, you kind of like mature at the same rate that you do now. And then maybe like, you know, the last 20 or 30 years of your 1,000-year life, that would kind of change things though. You know, if you were like not so great, you know, if it was like in your 90s is basically in like your last 20 years of your life as well.
Yeah.
Like, then that would probably make it a little bit more bearable. But I think, honestly, though, I think the whole thing would kind of slow things down a fair bit. You know, like, people would be like, I've got so much time on my hands, you know, that no one's going to rush to have kids. No one's going to, like, you know, want to... Well, I suppose, like, people would probably be a bit more risk averse, too, because they'd be like, why
you
do I want
to... need to.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to drive this car and I could accidentally die, like, you know, 600 years before I should. All of a sudden, that becomes a lot more risky. So I feel like, you know, you'd be like, insurance would become a lot bigger, which that's already annoying enough, having to get, like, insurance. Could you imagine someone calling you every day for 100 years? Hey, you should try out our new premium that we've got.
Oh, no. But you're in the under 500s, so you don't qualify.
I'm sorry, sir. You need 200 years of experience to apply for this job.
Oh, no. Oh, man, could you imagine?
That would suck. They're like, but this technology's only been around for 100 years.
I do think, though, that one thing that would change, like, for the world as a whole would be, like, I think if you think of like some of our earlier day conquerors, like Genghis Khan and stuff, his empire and whatnot only really fell apart when he got old and died and all that sort of stuff. So I reckon we would have been conquered by one group of people very early on. And we would basically all just be the same race at this point. Because 1,000 years, if you're a conqueror, you've got enough time. You know,
like, yeah,
you've got enough time to really make a dent in the entire planet.
Yeah, for good or for bad. I mean, but then on the other side of the thing as well, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, those people never got to meet Einstein, and like, he's still around doing math. Like,
he's gonna fade into obscurity for 250 years, and he might be back.
Well, that's actually a pretty good question, I think, for Reddit as well, Ryan. So why don't we put that up there? If you could live for 1,000 years, would you want to? Tell us why.
Or something that you would try to do in those 1,000 years.
Yeah. So head on over to r/heyyouonline. We'll post up the question there. Send us through your responses. You could also email it through to us if you wanted to, or any other question that you've got through to heyyouonlinepodcast@gmail.com. If you've been enjoying our podcast, please make sure you share it around with your friends and family. It's the best way that you can let us know that you're enjoying our podcast.
Yeah.
And Ryan, hit us with the last question of this episode.
So Nick, you have 5 seconds to ruin a date. What would you do?
Show up. Look, I think, to be honest, I would probably just be mostly specific about stuff that like I haven't done. Like, for instance, oh yeah, no, I haven't actually murdered a hitchhiker with an axe that I picked up on the side of the road. You know, I'm telling the truth.
Extreme specifics.
Extremely specific about it, but just like telling the truth. Yeah, it hasn't happened, but like, you know, the other person is just sitting there like, I need to get out of here.
That axe definitely wasn't extremely blunt for some reason, so it would have taken several swings. Like,
it definitely wasn't on the I-95 heading southbound.
So I think it has to be for me, because you've got to do it in 5 seconds. The thing is, it has to be extremely creepy and it has to throw them off guard so much so that the person is like, I need to leave. So I think something along the lines of like, you know, you smell so different when you're awake. The person would just like, I've got to go. But no, I've got a story for this one, and it's a bit of a long one, so you have to bear with me. But in my younger years, I tried this one out, And it's one I can attest to. So it's definitely a pretty good way.
I love you straight off the bat.
No. It's similar, but it's the strategy I've heard called being yourself. It's extremely effective. Someone told me, I tried it. Very effective. Would not recommend it.
All right, guys. I think that'll do us for this episode.
All right. Be yourself. See you next week.
See you guys. Bye.